The musician Justin Townes Earl was addicted to drugs until the day a friend dragged him to the hospital.
I suffered respiratory failure after being awake for 14 days. I've always known that, like, if you walk into the emergency room, and first off, they don't make you wait. Like, they go, oh, God, you come here, and they grab you. You know you're in trouble, and then you know you're in double trouble when the scissors come out and they start cutting your clothes off.
Earl says he's been clean 4 years now. And when he brought his guitar by our studios, the young musician wore a denim work shirt and signs of an eventful life. Is the tattoo on your arm from before or after this experience that got you clean?
Which one?
It was early in the morning, early for a musician anyway, just hours before he'd been performing the song that he prepared to play for us.
I was thinking about taking all my songs down a half a step this morning to see if I can atone for my deeper baritone this morning.
And he started a tune that helps you get deeper into Earl's story. He plays guitar without a pick, flicking his fingers across the strings like a man shaking water off his hand. Justin Townes Earl carries the names of two acclaimed songwriters, Townes Van Zandt and Earl's own father, Steve. This song describes a man with a chaotic life. It took Earl years to get it recorded because he had a chaotic life.
Well, I take my time in coming, take my time in leaving. If you ask me where I'm going, tell you when it's needed. Oh, you know why, you'll never be what you need. If you ain't glad I'm leaving, girl, you know you ought to be. I'll cheat, gamble, and steal from any man. Well, from Georgia to Los Angeles, Texas up to Maine, I'm a wanted man. Is that the kind of life you want to lead? If you ain't glad I'm leaving, girl, you know you ought to be.
Justin Townes Earl. I don't want to assume that when you sing in the first person, you're singing about yourself, but are you trying to tell us something about yourself with that song?
At the time that I wrote it, I was trying to tell everybody something about myself. I do advertise it at shows as a warning, but then again, it is a performance and a show.
What time did you write it?
I was 15 or 16 years old when I wrote that song.
Well, yeah. Let's mention what was happening with your father. It's been very public. He had drug abuse problems. He was arrested for drug-related crimes. He spent some time in prison. Were you, in a sense, acting out then if you were a problem kid?
I don't know if in my family you could call it acting out. I think it was kind of playing along with the game. I mean, I didn't do anything differently than what my father was doing. I mean, it's a really hard family to rebel in. I could have become an accountant, or I could have become a Republican. That would have really pissed him off.
He's politically active and much more on the leftward side of things.
Yes, he is.
Would this be a period when you were also getting involved with drugs?
Yeah, I'd already been involved in them.
Was there a period where your father was trying to wag his finger at you and say, you shouldn't do that, I don't want you to get involved in these things?
My dad's a big finger wagger. He's full of advice. But back then, you know, it's just like any teenager. There's no such thing as a teenager that listens to a single word their father says.
Because we are talking here about people giving advice, I wonder if you could play a song of yours in which I think the narrator is trying to give advice, but trying to say he's not giving any advice. Who am I to say?
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, now who am I to say? If all I know is what I heard, with the things some people say, you can never be too sure. So you take your pills and poison, drink yourself to death, give yourself away until you ain't got nothing left. 'Cause who am I to say that there's anything wrong with that? Oh, but why do you call? It's such hours every time, saying I don't need no money, I just been thinking of you tonight. Oh, but who am I to say that it wasn't for the better, girl? Who am I to say now
Justin Townes Earl. You must have realized as a very young man, hey, I've got some talent here. And like it or not, I've got some connections. I could really make something of myself, or I could waste my life.
Well, it was a friend of mine actually named Scotty Melton who I met at a party at this house that I'd been living at for a while with a bunch of guys. And Scotty was nowhere near as, like, father. Like, he never tried to stop me from doing anything. But as far as songwriting goes and direction with my work, he was giving me all the same advice that my father gave me. The only difference is I listen to Scotty.
Oh, because it's so easy to ignore the advice of your loved ones, even if it's good advice.
Well, exactly. And it's a lot easier for anybody to listen to somebody who you can get high with, or I could have a drink with, you know, and that wasn't going to happen with my father.
What then finally forced the decision?
Well, it was my body finally forced me to make a change. I mean, I'd pretty much crippled my insides. I mean, I had the liver of a, you know, still do have the liver of a 60-year-old alcoholic, you know, and it's, I wouldn't say that I'm stable, but I know that I'm very happy and comfortable living without the use of drugs now, you know, and I've been lucky that I haven't had an urge to get high or drink, and I'm just hoping that that stays away.
That's Justin Townes Earl. His new album is The Good Life. You can hear how he was inspired by his grandfather and the Civil War at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.